Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, 1st of April 2025. Mike Coates here with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. And my thanks to John Yule for his earlier playlist. My opening track, just about as simple as it can be in jazz, Sea Jam Blues, played there by Paul Gonsalves and Roy Eldridge. Roy Eldridge trumpet, of course, and Paul Gonsalves tenor. Interesting pianist, Cliff Smalls, really from the depths of the swing era, and I think he acquitted himself very well on that track. Sam Jones was the bass player, and Eddie Locke was on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 24th of August 1973. Yes, Sea Jam Blues, first introduced into the Ellington Library in September 1941. This was in a small group led by Barney Bigard, with the title simply Sea Blues. After that, it assumed the full Sea Jam Blues and subsequently played by, well, just about everyone. Another Ellington title following up, but with a blues-orientated style. Well, straightway, my two classic discs for this week will follow Ernestine Anderson with I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. Ernestine Anderson was the vocalist, with Red Holloway on tenor, Gene Harris piano, Ray Brown bass, and Jerick King on drums. This was recorded by Coast Recorders in San Francisco, August 1984, and appears on the Concord label. I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So.
Walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, they sing so merrily. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Now if you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I would have to confess that I'm slipping, but that don't bother me. Confidentially, I got a dream that's a pippin, and when my day is through, each night I hurry to a love, a home where love waits, I know. Oh, oh, oh. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Thank you. give me a friendly hello. Yeah, I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Every tree, they sing so merrily. They sing wherever I go. Yeah, I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Should you ask me the amount in my bank account? I have to confess that I'm slipping, but that don't bother me. Confidentially, I got this dream that's a pippin, and when my day is through, it's not a hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Well, I guess I am just lucky, just lucky, just lucky,
for my two classic discs for this week. Both from the same small group, although different recording dates. And this session heralded important jazz careers for the two main protagonists, although I guess you would say not quite in the same way. An unusual recording location seemed out of character with the importance of the resultant recording date, which was the 16th of August 1952, and saw the laying down of some trikes by the Jerry Mulligan quartet. Here we have Burney's tune with Chet Baker trumpet, Jerry Mulligan baritone sax, Bobby Whitlock on bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums. As I said, recorded on the 16th of August, 1952. Thank you. The date was arranged by Richard Bock, who was the publicity man for the Hague nightclub where Mulligan and Chet Baker first met. That 16th of August date, as I said, was recorded in a most unusual location. It was at the house of recording engineer... what was his name? I'll come to that in a minute. Anyway, it was recorded in the house of the recording engineer who put together, I thought, a great sound for that recording. And that, together with other recordings later cut at Gold Star Studios in Los Angeles, formed the initial releases for Dick Bock's Pacific Jazz label. Here is another of those classic tracks, exactly the same lineup, but recorded Gold Star Studios, Los Angeles, 15th or 16th of October 1952. Walking Shoes. The name of the engineer that I couldn't bring to mind was Phil Turetsky, and he recorded Bernie's tune, which I think compared quite favourably with the later Walking Shoes done in a proper studio. There will be a couple more classic tracks in my playlist next week. A big band track on the turntable now, this time under the leadership of Quincy Jones. This is taken from the album the giants of jazz. And quite frankly, I think they just about got it right. The trumpet section was Ernie Royal, Bernie Glow, Al Porcino and Jimmy Nottingham. J.J. Johnson, Kay Winding and Herbie Green, along with Jimmy Cleveland, trombones. Herbie Mann, flute. Dave Schildkraut, alto. He came to fame, as I remember, with Dave Brubeck. Sonny Stitt and Al Cohen were tenors on the session, with Jim Nimitz bass. Horace Silver was the piano player, with Oscar Pettiford bass, and Ozzie Johnson and Art Blakey drums. Quincy Jones, arranger and conductor, recorded in New York, February the 25th, 1955. And the title, The Grasshopper. Thank you. That Quincy Jones track came from a 2-CD Columbia compilation album, Essential Jazz, 35 Classic Tracks. Compilation albums such as this are very useful to program compilers, as frequently they provide a track which assists in moving the program along. In this instance, however, I did see a title which made me wonder if the subtitle Classic Jazz would provide me with music to challenge my Jerry Mulligan disc from earlier. My natural curiosity could not resist the Duke Ellington composition, Rockin' in Rhythm, which is played here by Weather Report. Wayne Shorter, tenor sax and soprano, Joe Zawinul, piano and electric piano, Jaco Pastorius, electric bass, Peter Erskine, drums, and Bobby Thomas Jr. on percussion. I can only tell you that it was recorded in Los Angeles, 1980. This is Weather Report's idea of Rockin' in Rhythm. Well, dear listeners, would that record or would that recording of Rocking in Rhythm ring your classic track bells? I'm not sure what Ma Rainey would have made of that, but interesting to speculate. A pianist now who usually appears in my selections as a sideman, really, two other leaders. In this trio recording, Wynton Kelly shows those attributes of bop which greatly appealed to Miles Davis when he was looking for keyboard men to replace Red Callender and Bill Evans. Although perhaps not as sensitive as Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly's interpretations here of the Hammerstein and Romberg standard is a fine example of Kelly's imaginative approach to modern jazz piano. Softly, as in a morning sunrise, by the Wynton Kelly Trio. Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. This was recorded in New York City on the 10th of March, 1959. Softly as in a morning sunrise.
Thank you.
This is Mike Coates presenting Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. A V-disc now, and a recording actually recorded as a V-disc, not a production made from a previous commercial release. In fact, rather a unique situation. A record designed to entertain one set of marching men using a theme from another set of marching men from a generation earlier. It's played by Lieutenant Bob Crosby and his V-Disc Bobcats, and they are Bob Crosby and Martha Tilton, vocals, Yank Lawson, trumpet, Ward Silloway, trombone, Hank D'Amico, clarinet, Boomy Richmond, tenor, Dave Bowman is the pianist, Herb Ellis, yes, the same Herb Ellis that we've heard recently on Swing Time on guitar, Bob Haggart, bass, and George Wetling, the drum kit. Recorded in New York City on the 3rd of April, 1945, and they play Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag.
You know, it wouldn't be much fun making a V-disc without a V-mail. As far as V-mails are concerned, I guess I'm a regular slot machine manipulator because I lean to Tilton. The surprise fella is Martha Tilton, who was nice enough to come over and make some records with us. How are you, Martha?
I'm fine, thanks, Bob. And it's really fun being able to make these V-discs with you and the fellas. And now we'd like to do a little tune for you called... What is the name of this next number we're going to do, Bob?
Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag and Smile, Smahile.
Smahile, that's it.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile,
smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile. should line your bag. Smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
A V-disc there. Alan Barnes represents the British Jazz in my programme today, and he's playing a Horace Silver composition, Senor Blues, which just about follows Jelly Roll Morton's instructions to jazz musicians that they should include a Spanish tinge to their music. Although I'm pretty sure that this is not the idea that Mr. Morton really wanted in this instance. Here's Alan Barnes on the 13th or 14th of June 2004, recorded somewhere in South London, with fellow musician Steve Waterman trumpet. Alan plays alto, John Donaldson piano, Dave Green bass, and Steve Brown on drums. Horace Silver's Senor Blues.
Thank you.
Regretfully, time to conclude Swing Time for today. I do hope that you have enjoyed our music and that you will be able to tune into our programme on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM next Tuesday at 1 p.m. For today, Mike Coates saying thank you for listening and do take care out there. Guitarist Tal Farlow sees us out with another selection from the Great American Songbook. They Can't Take That Away From Me. Tal Farlow guitar, Eddie Costa piano and Vinnie Burke on the bass. Recorded at the Fine Studios, New York City, 31st of May 1956. They Can't Take That Away From Me.